Planning Commission to amend the text. Is this what we're doing? I thought we was doing the Bowman thing.
No, that's next.
Oh, that's next week, okay. For Article 16, under Section 16.04, conditional permitted use, a request from the Bethel Township Zoning Commission to add under non-residential uses a use for health and wellness facility. Take it away, Mike.
All right. Since you read that part, I'll just go straight to the definition here.
All right.
It's the definition that after three meetings, this was what they came up with. Health and wellness facility. A health and wellness facility is an establishment that offers a variety of services for the mind and body. A standalone facility which offers wellness classes and education, exercise classes such as yoga, martial arts, meditation, dance, and other exercises, but does not include exercise apparatus associated with the traditional gym. Additional services may include those provided by a licensed esthetician, licensed therapeutic massage, and nutrition counseling by a licensed dietitian. Licensing must meet all applicable state and local regulations, not limited to those found in the current Ohio Revised Code, Chapter 4713, Chapter 4731, and Chapter 4759. And also attach the recommendation from the county, which they recommend closing. But.
Okay. So.
This was for A2 only.
Yeah, and so that's. We open it up for questions.
Yes.
That is my question. This to me seems like a business all out. Why wouldn't we put this as a regular use in the B1, B3, B2? I looked under those definitions and it has commercial recreation, but then when I looked at the definition of commercial recreation, it's like a billiard hall and a dartboard.
It's totally different.
And totally different.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would think I'd rather actually see this than a pool hall. I mean, no offense, pool hall, so it's
right,
great,
right.
But.
Yeah, no. From the meeting, they all unanimously agreed that they feel putting it in A2 will restrict any coming onto the neighbors, you know, any bothering their neighbors. They think A2 is big enough to where they can put conditions on it and we can keep it away from the neighbors. They put a lot of things in here that kind of, like when they put not associated with apparatus from a traditional gym, they put that in there because they didn't want someone to try to build like a Planet Fitness or something somewhere.
Okay.
So.
And the first one had cosmetology in it, which is no longer in there.
Yeah, they took that out because of the other things that would allow tanning salons and stuff like that. So
why would we not want this in something that's zoned business? I don't understand. I mean, I'd take this over the Star City Concrete.
Yeah, I think they were more concerned with the size of lots for business. But that was their driving point was...
I thought the size of lots was the short-term rental argument. Are you thinking about that one and not this one? This is health and wellness.
Hang on a second.
I'd never heard that for this one. That's why I'm... I know that was what they said about keeping it on
B2.
Right,
I apologize. B2, B3, and A2. That's this one. Short-term rentals, A2.
This one is B2.
Opposite.
This one's B2, B3, and A2.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, I think that I'm... Well, but this one just says A2 on it.
Yeah, trying to get... Because they got staggered when they got turned into the county. So I got to go to the county one this time for short-term rental. Our next meeting, you guys will have short-term rental.
Oh.
I was wanting to do them both on the same night, but just couldn't get into the county.
But
okay.
This one right here is going to be...
A2.
B2, B3, and
A2. B2 and B3. Okay, I think that makes sense.
I don't think... That's not what you sent us in the email.
What did I send in the email?
Well, I might be confusing the two, too.
Well,
but,
I'm probably helping confuse everybody.
I thought this one said A2 only...
Short-term rentals, A2.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I think you might be right.
Okay, so B2 is the office residential district?
Yep.
Okay, and then B3 is neighborhood business district?
Yes.
And we decided not to, why did they not decide to do B1? My gosh, you can have a bar, a tavern, automobile car wash, club, commercial entertainment, commercial greenhouse, commercial recreation facilities. I would think this would fit with that. Convenience store, garden equipment.
What kind of club do you have? Is there any restrictions?
It is a club.
Can we have adult clubs?
It says clubs, lodges, and similar establishments, and then commercial entertainment is the next bullet, excluding sexually oriented ones, so.
B1 has personal services listed as one of its permitted uses.
So you think this would go on that?
And personal services allow for, we get back down here to it.
Oh, okay, so maybe it's already included in it.
Some, there's some overlap. There are B1, B3, and I1 is personal services. And professional services are B1, B2, and I1. And there are conditional use in B3. And there's overlap in the professional services as well.
Personal services are any business activity that caters to customers' personal needs, which includes that incidental sale of products. Personal services may include barber shops, beauty shops, dry cleaners, health clubs, pet grooming and tanning. Personal services should not include adult entertainment or sexually oriented businesses.
All right, so I would say that this could be covered by personal services.
In the B1.
In the B1, but we're not looking at B1, we're looking at A2, B2, and B3, correct? We think so.
Well, I think it's just A2 is what you sent us in the email. But I think you're right, I think it, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm trying to find these notes from the last meeting.
Okay, so B1 has personal and professional services, so this is covered.
B2 does not.
Sorry, B1.
I know, B2 does not.
But B1, but we're looking at A2, B2, and B3.
Yeah, I'm just saying that that might be why they're in A1.
Gotcha, okay.
But B2 has professional services.
Which is an entirely different animal.
Right, but it includes therapeutic massage and chiropractors and the kind of health and wellness area. I thought the difference between personal and professional was basically the license. I mean, I know it's not listed there, but we were always told that was kind of the intent. Right, personal, you didn't really have a license.
But cosmetologists have a license, don't they? Doesn't your hairdresser have a license?
They're all licensed cosmetologists, yes.
I mean, I think you have to have one. I mean, I guess you could cut your hair in some ways.
Well, I don't know then, maybe we need to go back and look at these definitions and see if we can clear some of those things up, I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, I was trying.
It's okay. You got time.
A2 only.
A2 only?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what they suggested, it doesn't mean.
So not B2, not B3?
Yeah, sorry, B2, B3, A2 is short-term rental. A2 only for.
A2, wait, okay, so wait. What's the short-term rental? Also only A2?
B2, B3, and A2.
Oh. Okay. That's my, back to the original question we started on, Alyssa, I think this would belong in B2 or B3. I mean, if the other conditional uses are, you know, here we go for B3, personal services, retail business less than 5,000 feet, nursery school, medical, dental libraries, banks, agriculture. I mean, this seems like it would fit in with those, and B2...
Is office residential.
Yeah, is office residential. So, but it also has, let's see, what does it have?
Does not have personal services.
Yeah, it has commercial recreational facilities, clubs, lodges, and similar establishments.
Those are on their conditional uses.
Yeah, under conditional uses, yeah. Multiple tenant building, office buildings, professional, yeah. I mean, I don't see these as it's not Planet Fitness. It's definitely not that, but I see that as,
They were looking at it for A2, all-in-one. This is health and wellness as a totally separate instead of all the different ones that, you know, we just talked about.
Uh-huh.
This was a whole new health and wellness center type. I think that's kind of the definition of everyone.
Well, it kind of stemmed from the whole Harmony Farms rebirth, right?
That's kind of what got people thinking.
So A2 is close, I mean, health and wellness, the way it's defined here is more related to an ag site or a nature site than a business site.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and they're.
I mean, you get to attend.
And I think the main point they were trying to argue about that one was they do not want something like Harmony Farms next door. That's kind of what they. That was their opinion on it. So that's why I think they, at the end of our last meeting, they decided only 18. So, like I said, that's their recommendation. That, you know.
I think one of the confusing things, just to speak out loud here, like from Beth's perspective, is you can have a bar or a tavern or a carrot or drive through in a B2.
Right.
Next door to you, but...
I'll take this over the carry-out.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't think anybody would complain if that place on the corner turned into a... I mean, there's nothing wrong with it now. Everybody's used to being a carry-out.
Yeah.
But if it turned into a health and wellness, I mean...
No, I agree. I
don't think it changes the traffic pattern.
Yeah,
it's probably not open as late. That thing's open really late.
Yeah.
I guess I'd like to see it put in B2 and B3. So we think it's kind of already in B1, correct?
Yes, somewhat. I mean, it allows more of the independent uses.
Well, B3 already has it as well.
Personal services.
It has personal as permitted use and professional as a conditional use.
In B3.
In B3.
Kind of crazy.
And B2, the office residential district, has professional services as permitted, but no personal services either. And B1, they're both permitted, no conditional use required.
So they're permitted.
And also in I1, they're both permitted as permitted, no conditional use.
So the only one that's really missing is the B2.
For personal services, yes.
And the only thing I can think, Beth, on that, maybe one of the deciding factors would be truly the lot size going down into 2 acres. It could be a 2-acre lot.
Well, yeah, but you could have a bar or tavern on that, too.
Right.
Or a carry-out facility. So.
I'm just saying, if they were looking from a standpoint of lot size,
mm-hmm.
that might have been their
deciding
factor.
Yeah,
I see
what you're saying, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, probably what I would suggest that you do is, if you're okay with it in the A2, as a whole, as a group, go forward with the A2 and ask the Zoning Commission to take a look at adding it to B2 in the future.
Yeah, that will work too. That's fine.
So I have a couple other questions. One is, if they took out cosmetology, why does it still list 4713, which I think is a cosmetologist-related ORC? I mean, I don't care either way, I guess.
I might have an answer for you, but let me...
It just kind of implies then that that's in, you know, in this deal. Did it just get overlooked, being taken out, is what I'm asking?
I don't know. This is what they sent me. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because while I'm looking up, I'm going to look up 4713 real quick. Because
yeah, the original
governs a lot.
Okay.
Not just
cosmetology. Yeah, I did not look it up. I just noticed that. The other question I have is, even though it doesn't, so we have for A2 only, which is in the resolution, but what is not in the resolution is adding it to the definition article. Is that okay, or do we need to add it to the resolution?
You can amend that resolution. I put it in how...
That's how it went to the county.
Yeah.
So can we can change that?
Yes,
right?
You sure can.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're...
I'm drawing blank, but it's been going too much here. Make a
motion to
amend it to include it as in the definitions.
I think we can just do that during the discussion.
Yeah, you can.
The motion. We can discuss and just say we're going to vote on the amended, so then we don't have to have more motions and voting. That was my only question, was really about the definition. And
yeah, I feel like they touched on that because they allowed something that was along those lines, but not a full-blown cosmetology.
Okay. I'm okay with it being listed, although I don't know about listing them in general, because what if they delete that or change it or...
Yeah, I mean, there was more to this, and we got taken out because of that reason. If they changed part of the code, we would have to go back and change the entire thing.
So, right.
Yeah, I have no issue with those being taken out either. I mean, that was brought up.
Like, just stop it at current Ohio Revised Code, period.
Right.
And don't list the individual.
Yeah, because if they go back in a hot ORC change to something 4731, now we have to go back and adjust it.
May have to, yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, that was brought up, I think.
Under that cosmetology section of 4713, mm-hmm. It addresses everything from tanning to hair design to nails to, what is that other word I can't even pronounce? It does something with your skin.
Esthetician.
Yep, that thing. I'm just scrolling down through here on my phone, so bear with me. There's a lot of stuff that it brings into play. Threading, that's something I don't also know about. There's a bunch of items. That's probably why they included the 4713 I didn't look up chapter 4731.
That's physicians and limited practitioners. And the last one is dietetics. Sorry, Don, this one is going. Like I said, I'm okay with them in there. I was just
wondering.
Sometimes it's a little better to leave it generic and just stop it, so we don't have to. Something else we got to track.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
You have to ask the for and against and the.
You guys have anything for this or against this hearing on the definition here? Okay.
public hearing's over.